Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this evening is the gospel lesson. The angel said to them, this is in the middle, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And so we begin, and we begin with the words of the angels, but wait a minute, hold on here, just a moment. These are the angels, and there is something distinct about this being the angels that come to bring the message. It's an oddity that happens for this one time, only, where those who come to announce his birth could have said, "Yes, and we've known him our whole lives already." A newborn baby that they already know. But this is Jesus. And the angels have known this Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, from the beginning of their creation. He is the Eternal One. And consider how they knew him and the relationship that was there from their beginning. The Old Testament paints a pretty good picture when it talks about the angels before the throne of God calling out to one another and saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of Sabaoth, Lord God of angel armies." And holy, 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 they've been singing his praises from the beginning of their lives. But now, there is something very distinct about this message, because the angel being sent to the shepherds now brings news of God coming into the world. And God comes into the world not like everybody else would have expected, not with might and power and terrifying signs. He comes into the world in the flesh of a little baby. And if the shepherds are going to see him, they're going to have to, if they're going to see God as what he truly is, they're not going to do that by climbing up a mountain and meditating on the awesomeness of the Creator. That's part of what he does, but that is not the heart of who he is. It's part of how he reveals himself, but it is not seeing the true face of God. Pause there. All around the world, people guess, they speculate, they say, "What is God like?" They look for his mighty acts in nature, they look for all kinds of things happening in the world, and sometimes they respond with, "Isn't God wonderfully great and powerful?" And at other times they respond with confusion. What does God have in mind that he allows some of these things to go on? But again, that's not the heart of the matter. That's not seeing God as he really is. That is not viewing the face of the Almighty. Shepherds can't go that way. The angel directs them somewhere else. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Ah.
Look in Bethlehem, the city of David. Where to look? This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. That's where you find God. Now, think for a moment, not only how strange that message could be to the shepherds, because they're like us, and they figure, oh, if we're going to see God, we're going to see awesome acts of power. Strange to them. Think also how strange that is for the angel to be voicing that. Where, for all of those long years before that time, angels who began their existence around the beginning of the world, they see God in His might, His power, His glory, at His throne in heaven, with them gathering around and worshiping, and God with His mighty acts and His greatness, spinning the stars in the sky, creating the world, forming the mountains and the oceans, bringing forth life. That's where they've seen God up to this point. But now, they are sent to the shepherds to give such a wildly different message. Where do you look for God? If you look in the mighty acts of nature, you will miss who He really is. You've got to go to that stable. You've got to find that baby in that manger with the animals around and the itchy hay there. And there He is sleeping in the manger. And, okay, world, this is where your God is. This is where the true God is. Don't mistake Him. Don't look for Him anyplace else. You'll find Him only there. For a moment now, let's invite Martin Luther to have a few comments. Who says, I want no other God than this hairy God. And then he follows it up by saying, if I look for God and try and find Him in His power and in His might, all I will find of God will be His justice, His law, His demands, His holiness that makes me shake in fear. But when I look for Him there at the manger, there I find Him how He truly is, with His grace and His mercy. God stepping down from heaven so that He comes to even the least of us and even the most lost of us. And there He is. What a wild message. But this is the angel's message, and I don't know, maybe it was kind of difficult to switch gears and to speak in that way, having been an angel and worshiping before the might of God, and now there He is. This is a sign for you. A baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. It's a sign. Which means it isn't just the clue that when you find the baby in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, you found the right baby. It's a sign which means it reveals and opens up what God wants to say. The manger preaches a sermon of God who loves us and comes down tenderly for us. The hay preaches a sermon of God who endures the discomforts and the itchiness of this life. The stable preaches a message of God who comes among us. And it's not only the smell of the animals, the uncleanness of the stable. That's just touching a little bit of the smells and the uncomfortableness and the uncleanness of what happens in this life. But here comes the Holy God for us and chooses to walk with us. Just on a whim. Let me share with you a story about a pastor. Stories about pastors who do outrageous things circulate among other pastors who wish that they thought of it. And this guy, he decided that he would give his congregation a real sense of what the first Christmas was all about. So, in the middle of the service, he trundles off to the side door, and he goes and he gets his wheelbarrow that he's got sitting out there, and he wheels it back in. Guess what it was filled with?
Manure.
Sets it there in the middle of the aisle and says, "I just wanted you to have the full sense of what Christmas really is all about." Yeah. Okay. But you got to have pastors that have, you know, occasionally do those wild things to remind us what this is all about. And so that first Christmas, that baby, that manger, even the smells preaching a sermon to all those around. Don't think that your lives are removed from God or distant from God so that He cannot come among you. Don't think that there is something in your life that is unclean or smelly or this or that, that you don't have a Savior who's decided to be Emmanuel, God with us. So what are the angels supposed to do about this? Well, we're told that they had to do what we call the angel's song. Multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And two parts there. Glory to God in the highest? Yeah. The glory to God in the highest, because God didn't stay up there in the highest. God came down with His glory here to the lowest. And that is the glory of God, to walk among us in tenderness and in love and calling us to Himself. So glory to God. Glory and praise to God, because that's who He is and that's what He does. And this is what the angels praise about God. So glory to God in the highest, and then on earth peace, goodwill to men. Because when this Jesus comes into our world, He begins to bring the only peace that there ever can be, that faces all of the problems and conflicts in life. The only peace that can come to us and truly make a difference. It is the peace of the Christ child, the peace of the manger, and then the peace of that child grown up, and the peace of that child being willing to go to Jerusalem and carry us and carry our sins
and bring us out of death into life, out of darkness into light, out of being so far from God that there's no way back, and into being sons and daughters of God. And that's the peace he gives. In Jesus' name, amen.